all the songs I wrote for my first record, well, not all the songs, half of the songs, I was writing from a place of imagining what it would feel like, or suspecting, or, you know, this is what my friends are going through, and then the 2.5 years passed, and I started to, you know, live those songs.
Releasing her debut album at 16, Sonia Kitchell had maturity in her voice early on. But thanks to Time Passed and Life Lived, she's now channeling more experience into songs. This is Take 5 from WFUV. Rita Houston here. The Joni Mitchell comparisons rolled in when Sonia Kitchell released her major label debut, Words Came Back to Me, in 2006. And in an age beyond years fashion, the teenager earned not only buzz, but respect for her poetic, soulful, and sophisticated sound. Now approaching 20, Sonia's released a new album called This Storm. And aside from showcasing her growth as a writer, the sonic palette expands as well. Host John Platt and a crowd of FUV members heard those new sounds firsthand at an FUV live show with Sonia this fall, and also learned about the influence of two specific people, Herbie Hancock and producer Malcolm Byrne.
I got, you know, tremendous amounts out of working with Malcolm, and we all really enjoyed working with him a lot. He is kind of a genius mad scientist, and, you know, in more ways than one, just in his house alone, which is this big kind of, call it like a haunted mansion in Kingston, New York, and the fact that he wore suits every day to recording and slippers. And the fact that these guys started wearing suits too, so we were all wearing suits. And just for us, you know. But then musically, I felt like he really pulled things out of me and also got exactly where I was going. You know, This Storm was one of the first songs I recorded when I got there. It was just him and me. And I had been trying to explain to someone else how I wanted it to have that kind of propulsive beat to it, and they're like, no, that makes no sense, it's a slow song, it has to be open and expansive. I was like, no, it has, and immediately Malcolm got that and put the right exact beat that I had in my head down, and then he just kind of had no patience for imperfection either, and loved imperfection at the same time. It was like, you get it on the first or second take, and that's all I have time for. And so then we just had to do it.
Just like the storm sure to come, as surely as the rain in the morning. Afraid to start, for I've begun to fear a single warning. It's getting late, for a while. Life's too heavy, can't reconcile.
You've done some great travels over the years. When I first saw you, you were opening for Susan Tedeschi and the Madeline Peru, out with Joe Jackson, and then you went on tour not too long ago with Herbie Hancock. What did you get out of that?
Well, I got, you know, also huge amounts from working with Herbie, and he's kind of like my mentor right now, I would say. What I learned more than anything from him is this sense of how to be a really great human being. And he is a Buddhist and just the most generous, compassionate, childish yet wise person. You know, he really embodies something that you would want to be. And it was great to spend so much time around him, and I just adore him. And, you know, I feel like maybe after that tour, maybe I was a little nicer. but then also musically, you know, just as I said about Malcolm, it's like, go for it. It's that freedom of expression, and that's what he loves. And, you know, having someone like him, who's such a legend and figure, being like, it's okay.
Tossed and turned all night long, is this right, is this wrong? Oh, oh, oh. Oh,
Here to There by Sonia Kitchell, performed at an FUV live show at the Living Room here in New York. Hear more exclusive performances in the online archives at WFUV.org.